My dad turned out my boyfriend.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, the host. Episode 309. It's crazy because we're recording this on March 10th, which is almost March 11th, which is, the greatest day of the year. 311 day. Much better than Pi Day, that's for sure. Pi Day's stupid. That's some nerd shit. 311. If we could only have done a couple more episodes, we could have worked it. You know what I could do is I could go back and renumber some of the ones that we didn't give numbers to because they were like special episodes. I could find two, renumber the whole catalog of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast so that this episode that we're doing right now, instead of being number 309, which is two away from 311, it could be number 311. 311 also the birthday of our dear co-host Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, my friend? Happy birthday Eve.
Yeah, to be honest, not very happy.
Yeah. You got COVID-19?
My basketball team, kids I coached, choked.
Yeah. What?
Lost by one in the semis.
Aren't you like undefeated?
Yeah, we were rolling through the league. This was a team we had previously beaten by 10. Up 6, gave up 8 straight to close out the game. Then a kid got fouled shooting a 3 with a second left. And only made one of the foul shots. And that is it. So it stings. But, honestly, it's wreck. It's fine. Yeah. But I am not equipped to handle 12 crying kids.
No.
Like, it's heartbreaking. And they're all upset. And, I have hard enough time, dealing with my own kids. I feel, terrible for these kids that I'm leaving in tears.
Yep.
And, they're nice kids. And it's just... True. Hey, I just wanted to do some X's and O's kind of stuff. I don't want to see kids crying. It was like a horrible night.
What about the parents? That's the worst part.
The parents are all supportive, but it's just like, I'm in a consoling mode, It's a lot easier in other sports when you're in a loud gym. These kids just buckle under pressure.
And you guys were good. So it's kind of like you were expecting to go the distance. That's the toughest part. I'm having fucking with the equipment here. Any concern that our... Do you know about...
I'm hearing a lot of noise.
Yeah, fucking with things. It's all good. Alex Jones got a DUI.
Oh, man.
And he's...
I bet when the license and registration, he's no, your real license, not this joke license that says you were born in the 70s.
Right. He claims to have been born in 1974. Which is 1 year before me. That's impossible. Or maybe it's 73. Still, though, he's born in the 70s. That's impossible. But I feel like he's a head injury guy. He's a real piece of shit. People are entertained by him. But I feel like he's not. Oh, yeah. February 11th. So he just had a birthday. February 11th.
Hit the double nickel.
1974. So he's 46.
This is not true. It's just not true.
No, it can't be. It cannot be.
So I have a question.
Yes.
About a Trump tweet. Now, Trump,
I don't follow him, so I still seem to see everything he does.
I know. I don't follow him either.
Yeah.
But he retweeted somebody kind of comparing him to Nero fiddling while everything was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
While Rome was on fire. And he retweeted it and said, I'm not sure what this means, but it sounds great. Now, I know you don't know what it means because, like, he thought Frederick Douglass was still alive.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering was this was a supporter that was saying, isn't it great? Like, I don't think by any measure people think Nero, it was a good situation. Like, I don't.
No.
You just want things to burn? This is like the Joker? Is what it is?
Did he think Nero was like, had conquered Rome and that's why Rome was burning?
He specifically, and you know, he rarely is going to admit he doesn't know something. Yeah. But he said, I don't know what this means, but sure, you know, and retweeted it. But I'm more concerned the person who like recreated the picture with some bad Photoshop of him as Nero as Rome burns
was a supporter. Ooh.
Was this person like psyched about everything burning? What?
Yeah.
I don't understand that logic. I'm just confused.
We are. So, you know, we used to joke that we were, you know, approaching idiocracy, but we're beyond idiocracy. Like it's even crazier. It's nothing means anything. Nothing matters.
I know. That's weird.
The truth doesn't matter. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. No. I officially want it on the books that I am, and I've probably said this before, I am completely unconcerned with the coronavirus COVID-19. I'm on Trump's side on this one. It's not going to affect me. It's not going to affect anybody I know. Well, no one I know is going to get it.
So I think. Yeah, I said last week, I don't think it's nothing. It's like 30-something times the flu, like in terms of fatality. So it's not nothing.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're just testing 5 people per million.
Well, yeah, because they don't want the numbers to be high.
Right. When he was talking about like the cruise shipping, he's like, well, I like my numbers. Like, these aren't people then. These are numbers. But I just think just by the way society works, there's going to be a ton out of nowhere. And I don't think I'm going to lose any friends or loved ones.
No.
You know, unless I mean, for some reason my 96-year-old grandmother gets it.
Again, grandma should be concerned.
But that being said, I do think that things are going to all of a sudden shut down when, hey, wait a second, we just realized New Jersey has 10,000 cases. Now 10,000 out of New Jersey's residents.
It's not that many. It's
still not that much.
Right.
But when you hear that and California has, you know, 40,000 cases, like I think it's going to pop up like that. And all of a sudden it's going to be like, all right, we're on lockdown. Like today, I honestly had to get toilet paper. We were out.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what was going on. I was able to get like a 4-pack. Usually I just like in Target, I get that giant roll. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be shitting like crazy on this thing.
Shit it up.
Feel weird carrying it. Yeah. Carrying the
it's
big
embarrassing.
Thing,
but
anyway, I get that. So I don't have to go toilet paper shopping a lot, yep. But there were only 4 rolls left in a Target.
Yeah. I went to,
which might've been bulk, but it was Scott.
No,
I'm not doing it for my ass.
Right. I went to Costco to get water. We go through fucking water like crazy around here. And I went to Costco to get water because I buy like the big jugs.
Okay.
And they were out of water. They were out of water. They were out of paper towels. And they were out of toilet paper. Like it's a hurricane. And also, they're playing the Big West tournament next week with no fans. They're just going to play the fucking games.
Oh, I think they might do that for the NCAA tournament. I'm fine with that. As long as it's still going on TV. I wasn't planning on attending.
Right, I know. But it's just weird. It's just an abundance of caution. They're going to cancel the Olympics, which I'm cool with. But it's like,
that's terrible.
They're canceling concerts that I probably want to go to. Like, you're not, it's, I get, you know, yeah, people are going to get this and they're going to survive it and it's going to be fine. And don't bring your, you know, don't go to a sporting event and then go rub your hands all over grandma's face.
But what I would say, yeah, the washing the hands thing.
Yeah, wash your fucking hands.
When when I always wash my hands, and when it came out that only 38% of guys wash their hands after going to the bathroom,
that's crazy.
And like 50% of women, terrible. So if this helps change society into being better at washing themselves, I'm all for that.
That's what I tell my kids. I go, because like a lot of times I go to the bathroom, I don't touch anything when I go to the bathroom except my zipper. But I tell my kids, it's just a good opportunity to wash your hands. It's like, hey, but this is a time I could wash my hands.
I will say the whole 20-second thing.
That's a long
time. That's just so long.
It's like MASH. It's like
I get to like 9 seconds and yeah. I feel like it's been an eternity.
Yeah, it's like you're fucking Hawkeye Pierce over here. You're BJ Honeycutt scrubbing for surgery.
Yeah. What is this? The Nick? I gotta do some extra scrubbing.
Right. They didn't even have gloves. They were doing surgeries. They hadn't even invented gloves.
How about the fact that I think it was Rutherford B. Hayes? He died just because, like, the doctor didn't wash his hands.
Bunch of people tried to dig the bullet out. So people kept sticking their fingers in the bullet hole.
Just dirty. They never washed their hands. And never.
He got sepsis. I'm not saying it's nothing, but I'm also saying that it's nothing to me. And that's all. That's my take on it. I'm bummed that I can't go watch my Long Beach State 49ers make a Cinderella run in the Big West tournament on their way to the NCAA tournament. But I guess I'll survive. And
this is the best. Yeah. The next couple of weeks with the tournament, and we're gonna do something cool.
Do you think if it rages on, Trump will try to cancel the election? He'll declare martial law or whatever you do to make it suspend the writ of habeas corpus.
Absolutely, because if it rages on, it diminishes his chance greatly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, the Democrats are certainly giving him a puncher's chance. Let's just say that. Like, they're not.
They always do. They're
like, what can we do to help fucking Trump? What can we do to make this fucking close? Okay. Let's listen. Let's pump in some voicemails here. We got to talk to the people.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great.
Really?
Down on his luck.
Yeah.
His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him.
Are the listeners going to be able to hear?
Yeah, because it's...
Because the last time this happened, I said it couldn't hear. And you're like, no, it's coming in fine. And then the listeners couldn't hear.
I know, but I'm playing it.
You might even translate it.
Okay.
His thoughts are useless. Shit.
The relay.
He's been well in Gardenia.
Sorry we talked over your song, guys. I'm testing out a new setup here where I'm playing.
Bring back the old.
I'm playing Ed.
I can't hear a thing.
I have the Skype piped in from a tablet rather than.
Sounds like you're talking computer. From a hallway.
I know. And it's, but everything seems fine on my end, but Ed, apparently Ed can't hear anything that's coming out of the board. So he's not going to be able to hear these beautiful voicemails like this one from my man, Manuel.
Right back. Easy Edward. Hey, okay, man. So I may lose an ally or two on this one, but I'm going all in because honestly, I'm like done.
Okay, what do you think? What do you predict? He may lose an ally. So
I didn't hear any. I didn't hear any of it.
You can't hear that either.
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear. Okay. I just heard like kind of mumbling a little bit, but like I can't hear.
Okay. I'll set up different next week. So Manuel's announced that he may lose an ally with what he's about to say. And so I'm just wondering, we already know.
Is this like homophobic shit?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't like people. He doesn't like people that.
Teslas.
Drive Teslas. He doesn't like people.
Mini motorcycles
split,
or something?
Yeah, or split lanes or something. He doesn't like motorcycle something. Where's... or BMWs involved at some point? Oh, he hates Elon Musk for trying to build a tunnel to beat traffic, which is a fucking great idea. Tunnel the fuck out of everything.
Sure.
Build a fucking tunnel to Hong Kong, if possible. Where's that pneumatic tube that can get me to fucking New York in 45 minutes? Build that shit. I'm with that. Okay, I'll translate for you.
Motorcycle tool guy.
He's back to motorcycles, Ed. It's motorcycles again.
Who is he alienating? He's already belabored his motorcycle points.
Yeah, he's what? This is again with the motorcycles? Okay, here we go.
Enough, bro. Enough. Like, nobody needs to hear your stupid ass pipe revving every freak.
He doesn't like that there's loud exhaust on motorcycles. No one likes that. And the motorcycle guy, I'm kind of with Manuel on this, because motorcycle guys.
He's saying he doesn't like the loud motorcycles.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't. I'm right there with him. You Everyone know what drives that. Me nuts?
Yeah, yeah.
In Hoboken, I mean, this is a lot of places, but in Hoboken, like the main drag, there are lots of outdoor restaurants and cafes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a fan of eating outdoors.
Really?
Because you get shitty plastic seats. You know what I mean? Like, it's a much less comfortable sit.
You're a chair diva?
I just would like the quality of an indoor chair.
I love the outside. I take all my meals outdoors. A lot of times in the summertime, I'll fucking serve my guests outside.
So beyond this,
yeah.
My issue is you get these fucking
loud
jabronis with their Harleys riding up and down the main drag.
Yep.
Just making tons of noise.
So loud.
Like, hit the open road, pal. Don't be going on like a 25-mile-an-hour street just up and down loud. Like, you're so fucking cool. Easy Rider, go hit the fucking turnpike.
And I'm one of these guys that I'm very aware of the bikes, so I give them the wide berth coming up next to me in the fast lane. And, you know, I like it when they throw me the, like, little peace sign to let me know, hey, you gave me some room. But a lot of times they'll come past you, and if they feel like you haven't given them enough room, they'll fucking goose it right in your ear. And, you know, they'll make a loud noise with the exhaust, which is really annoying. And they like to say this. I got to admit, I'm with Manuel here. They go, loud pipes save lives. Because then it's like.
So you can hear them coming?
You can hear them coming. But here's the thing. When a fire engine is coming towards you, you can hear it. Because the siren is on the fucking front. It's blasting towards you. The exhaust of a motorcycle is fucking behind it. Yeah, you can hear the fuck out of it after it's gone past you. That's just fucking how sound waves work, guy. You're not saving anybody's life because you're already fucking gone by the time we hear you. Okay.
And
yes.
You could hear was still like 50% of the noise. It's just too loud.
Too loud. I agree. Manuel's got a point here, finally.
And there was a guy I have a garage under my building.
Yeah.
And there was a guy on like a Kawasaki or something, you know, some one of those kind of bikes.
Yes.
And
sport bike, those are called.
He was like messing around.
Crotch rocket.
With his helmet on in the garage where I'm like walking with my kids. I was like, listen, Black Rain.
Yeah.
Get your fucking Yakuza situation out of here. Just like go hit the open road. What are we doing here?
Listen, Beatrix, kiddo.
Get out of here.
Have you seen these guys? And I bet it's very prevalent where you live on. What do you guys call the freeway back there? The expressway? Where these guys will just be doing like fucking motorcycle tricks. Going down the highway where they're like doing like riding a wheelie and fucking standing on the back seat and just like because they're making like YouTubes. Have you seen this?
No.
Well, it happens. You're going to see it at some point. They cause civil disobedience by. Oh, my God, that was my phone on their bikes. So I'm kind of with Manuel, but let's let him finish. I'm going to play him again, even though you can't hear him.
On a side street. Revving your engine, so the car alarms go off.
He doesn't like him setting off car alarms.
Move.
It's a toolbox.
If you have, you know, a motorcycle.
Yep.
nine times out of 10, you're already a tool.
No, that's not true.
Like the choppers, those are like the most toolbox vehicles on earth, man.
A little noisy.
I'm not down with it.
Yeah.
I've had enough of these loud, freaking, cranking
cycles. No, I'm with you.
Hey,
I'm,
douchebag.
Okay, no, now he's talking to them. Okay, we get it. Thanks, Manuel. You know what I was doing? I was driving yesterday. You hear Manuel all over the, he calls into all the sports talk shows. You're driving around and you're listening to sports talk and
you're going
to
get some, no, but doesn't he go by a different moniker?
I think on one show he's called something else. I don't know the details of it, Ed. And I'll be honest. I don't want to, I don't want nobody, nobody explain that to me. I feel
please don't give us a rundown.
I feel it's been explained to me and I still don't understand. He's got it. He's called Matt. Jay Stu said something about it. I don't know. Okay, here's another one. I think this might be Lala.
Hey, Brian, Ed.
Ed, I'm so bummed for you that you can't hear this guy's voice. It is so soothing. This guy should read.
I just want him to tuck me in at night.
Yes, read bedtime stories. Like if he read a biography of like Thomas Jefferson or FDR or Napoleon, and I just played that in my headphones, I'd be asleep in 5 minutes. Meanwhile, I'm tossing and turning. I need the Lala cure.
To the Bachelor podcast, and
oh no, he's talking about the Bachelor. Anyway,
just thought of something with you and Jason talking about herpes and virginity, and about bringing that up early in a relationship.
Okay, so I can't remember. I get the shows confused. I think we talked about it here. Yeah, we were talking last week about herpes. Wait, is this? We played this last week. We already played this. Herpes, virginity.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's an old one. No. He's got a new one. I played the wrong one.
I quoted you to Michelle because she was telling me about the Bachelor finale was last night or tonight.
Two nights. So last night.
She was saying, and I said, is the virgin still alive? And then I said, Brian thinks you should have to, and I agree with him.
Disclose.
You have to disclose that just like you have herpes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
You got it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's a thing about it.
Yeah. It's anything that's just kind of beyond the norm that's germane to continuing a relationship. Like I have two kids.
It's very relevant to the story of you.
Yeah. I got two little fucking dream killers. I can't start a relationship with somebody and, unless I'm planning to Susan Smith them.
Pop out of the closet.
Right.
Hey, by the way, these guys come with a deal.
Right. If I'm going to pull a Susan Smith, then I keep the kids on the download. But eventually if you're in a relationship with somebody, they're going to find out. So it's the same with virginity. Like it's, if nobody's breached your fucking walls, you gotta just, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Like Lolo Jones has to talk about that.
That's all she fucking talks about. And also how she didn't win and it wasn't her fault.
She hit the hurdle, last hurdle.
Yeah. Guess what? Don't hit the fucking hurdle.
There are 10 hurdles.
That's right. That's exactly right. Jump over each and every hurdle and you won't have to worry about that.
Right. I mean, we don't just play 8 innings and then call it a game. You don't play until the 2-minute warning. This is sports. You got the whole thing. Whole thing counts. Yeah.
No, you got to play. The whole situation. I got it. Since I'm playing things from my phone, I'm getting texts. Oh my God. I'm trying to put people on do not disturb. I just accidentally group FaceTime some people. I'm fucking so dumb. Okay, let's get back to LSU's actual call from this week.
Hey guys, so the judge dropping the N-word in text.
Okay, recap. Last week we did a story about a judge that was admonished, or I don't even know if she lost her seat, and this was in a place
because of the text.
Right, this was in a place that there's some places in the world that this kind of behavior is not as frowned upon as it is in civilized places. She was using the N-word in private texts, and it was discovered. So, and LSU, he lives in Louisiana, so he might know something about this.
First off, judge, definitely a
Oh my God.
What I aspire to be, I think what we all aspire to be, except if we have to do night court, then that would suck. But other than that, yeah, I mean, who the hell would want that job?
Be it, he's saying being a judge is a good job.
Ed was talking about the excuse for having your phone hacked or whatever. What I'm waiting for is someone to come up with that they were texting rap lyrics someone, or they were working on a rap song, collaborating with someone, and that was.
Here's the issue there, LSU. Ed, what he's saying is people, when this happens, people always say they're hacked. And he's saying a better excuse or reason when this information is discovered about somebody is they could say, oh, no, I was actually just testing rap lyrics. I was like bouncing lyrics from my raps off some people, but that makes
way more sense.
It does, but also
it's a weird thing to be hacked and then that to be the thing you're hacked doing.
But also like my kids play me some of these songs in the car, the new modern rappers, and they're all horrible, by the way. But they, if they're like rapping along, they swallow all the words that you're not allowed to say. Right. So you couldn't, it doesn't really work because if you're not allowed to say them, you're not allowed to text them either, I would say. Well, let's let LC
terminology that we're using. So I'm sure that's going to come out sooner or later. So anyway, Ed, happy birthday, bud.
Oh my God.
Take care, guys.
I'm so sad for you, Ed, that you're not going to hear until you listen to the show.
I have a feeling, I have a prediction that nobody listening to the show will be able to hear this.
No, they're going
to
hear it. That's my prediction. No, they can hear it because it's all the same. The only thing that I changed was I'm playing you in from a different source. It's you. You're the only difference. LSU just wished you a happy birthday.
Oh.
That's so kind of him. He's just a nice guy. Just a nice.
Salt of the earth.
Nice, friendly guy. Okay, let's do some sports, and you're not going to hear the lead-in song, but that's okay. I'll just tell you when to talk. Be honest, this Writes a Bill has a beautiful voice.
Yeah,
delightful singer.
I host a podcast show. It's
very mean lyrics about me.
Hetero life a try.
I'll give hetero life a try.
You see something on my hand
that makes you think I'm not a man.
I'm not a man.
It's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly
as can be.
Oh my God.
I know Troy
on DVD. Unbelievable. Bill, beautiful. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? What do we need to know?
We're not doing the email.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we could, all right, whatever. We could do it after.
Yeah. Do the sports.
All right. So big story in horse racing, more than 24 horse racing professionals charged in a drug scheme, including like the best horse in the world. They found out he was on all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I think the question needs to be asked, especially with all the horses dying.
Why are we still?
What are we doing here?
Yeah. Why are we still?
What are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, it's
like we can have so many different types of sports.
Yeah.
Like track and field in the Olympics. You want to see racing, just have people racing. I don't know.
It's
just a big bummer. These horses keep fucking dying. And you see this like drug thing. I read a little bit of it. These guys are fucking pumping these horses up. So they're like just teetering on the edge of their heart exploding.
That's great. It is quite a spectacle.
I've been to Preakness in Belmont and I've just been to the ponies at where's the place they keep killing them in LA. I've done it a couple times.
Santa Anita.
I've been there a couple times. Beautiful. Yep. A great day out with the boys and everything.
Oh.
But it's kind of feeling bad.
You know what? You know, it's going to the track's really fun, but it is kind of like, it's kind of like Snowpiercer. It's kind of like Parasite where like, if you're on one level it's the fucking sport of kings. There's, you know, hot women walking around. There's fucking buffet food. There's people walking around handing you champagne, and it's fucking
amazing. Right. It's like the Zorin, Christopher Walken scene in View to a Kill, where they're all like sipping champagne and everything.
Yeah. But yeah. And then you go down, and it's like, you don't go to a window to place your bets, that somebody comes and does it for you. And it's a whole thing. It's fucking just really nice. It's really high end. And then you go down one escalator and it's fucking steerage. And there's like, there's just
lung darts everywhere. Yeah,
people are smoking. There's 50 cent hot dogs. Fucking Meisterbrow.
Yeah, guys, you know, have bet all of their, you know, life savings on some thing they had no business doing.
Yeah, they got the racing form out, and they're highlighting, and they're scratching pencil marks with their dirty fingers, and it's disgusting. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? You know, like, is the horse an animal, or is it an athlete? Because the same people that pump them up and practically kill them to get them to run are the people that are telling you that, oh, they're just majestic, they're an athlete. Get the fuck out of here. They're a commodity. I ate some almonds before the show. Throat's dry. Ed, what else is happening?
So, how many gallons of water did you use up to? I mean, it's sad when, like, I like almonds.
Your fucking team, no almonds, huh?
No, but I'm seeing now I can't feel good about that. They're fucking up the bees, and they're wasting all our water. How are walnuts? What's the deal with walnuts?
Walnuts are great. Super healthy. I think they take a lot of water, too.
Come on, somebody invent a nut that's healthy and isn't fucking up
everything. You know what's good is a cashew, but they're so caloric.
Yeah,
they are. Oh my god, a cashew is a roasted cashew, and then I bought a bag.
Are we? Is this like lasso? Are we?
What do you mean? What do you say?
Or is this the intentional mispronunciation?
I'm not following. I'm not following what you're saying. I was at the pharmacy today, and I was a little peckish, and I wanted a healthy snack. So I got a little bit of jerky and a bag of cashews. And I was like, that's a pretty big bag of cashews. It's only $5. Like, that just seems like a deal. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm at Walgreens. I didn't know. So I bought them. And then as I opened the bag and I looked on the bag, and it was like, the detritus of, you know, it was like not like, no, they weren't whole and they weren't even halves. They were just like,
it was the crumbs. It was the crumbs.
It was the shake. It was the jetsums. Yes. The broken bits. But then I was like, then I was reading the bag as I was eating them. And it's like,
you get it in your mouth, it's still good.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious. And then I was reading the bag and I was like, oh, 160 calories per serving. Is this not a big bag? And then I was like, wait, there's 8 servings in this thing? There's like fucking 2,000 calories in this little bag?
If there's one thing I recommend for everyone is to never look at the serving size because it's just a huge bummer.
It's like 8 almonds.
I know it's just all chemicals and shit. I made my son like just a mac and cheese out of the box thing recently.
Oh, Kraft?
I had a little bit. I love it.
So good.
And it's like, they say that is like 3 servings, that box. What?
The whole box. Yeah. Yeah, the box is a serving. If there's 2 of you going to eat it, you got to make 2 boxes.
Right. It's insane. Yeah. It'll bum you out.
The cool thing about the mac and cheese label is you have to get through like 35 ingredients to find one that's actually food.
I know.
I support it.
That powdered cheese, it's delicious. Good.
It's delicious. Good. It's delicious. And you got to do the thing where you put like 1/8 of the amount of milk they say to put in it. So it's because it gets too soupy. Right. So you just go. You just,
butter. Butter is the key.
Yeah. A lot of butter. And then you just fucking hit it with a. You just wave the milk across the pan.
That's right. Just a tiny bit because, right. Yeah. You don't want dripping sauce. You want it to all be in the mix.
Then you fucking bang it out with a bunch of salt and pepper. You go to fucking town on that. Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Okay, what else?
So baseball season is approaching, and, you know, minor league clubs, they got to be real creative to get people to show up.
Yeah, and it's a hustle.
The Class A minor league team, the Charleston River Dogs,
yep,
released the promotional schedule, and something stood out. May 26th, OJ trial night.
Oh, come on, guys. What are we doing with OJ?
What? First of all.
Is there more details?
The backlash caused them to cancel.
Oh, okay. Right?
But yeah. I guess you're just trying to pander to the old people. I mean, OJ trial was like, what, over 25 years ago?
Yeah, it was
26 years ago,
yeah,
right? 94?
94, 95, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I guess old people are the one you're trying to bring in.
But it's like... OJ's like,
and what are you gonna have Judge Ito throw out the first pitch? Like,
that Ito guy, he sucked. But now, like, OJ's cute because he's on Twitter giving fucking fantasy football advice. He's another fucking asshole that I don't follow. But I'm constantly being subjected to him.
Right. I especially a guy like OJ, terrible. Dude,
he's a fucking double murderer.
Cute, buying water at Costco for coronavirus. It's like, fuck you, OJ.
Yes.
Like, you hacked your ex-wife's head off, and you know, he beat her repeatedly. So it's not like he just had a moment of passion. He was a terrible dude,
stalker. She was terrified of him. He beat up the first wife. I want to know what their kids together have to say. That's who I'm interested in. Get them on Twitter. Justin and Sydney.
Sydney.
That's who I'm interested in. That's who I'd like to hear from. Cause, you know, like, talk about daddy issues. Like, some people have daddy issues just cause their old man, their old man was in the house, but he was busy watching the fucking Bengals game, right. You know, like, that's it's right. Like,
he cared more about Boomer Esiason than he did.
Right. He wasn't a bad guy. He just, you know, wasn't really available. But this guy fucking killed their mom, murdered him.
Definition of a bad guy.
Yeah, and
he's the baddest guy.
It's known to everyone. Like, how are they doing? That's what I'm interested in. Fuck the normalization of OJ. Fuck OJ. Fuck him.
Right. We should make him feel ashamed.
You know when
all the time.
Yeah. You know when I'll be happy to fucking see OJ? When he kicks the fucking bucket. When he has a massive fucking coronary.
Right, dirt nap.
And they tell us how bad the CTE he had in that giant head of his. Right.
And then we have to deal with like a week of like, well, you see, it was just a head injury, and we can't really fault him.
Right.
We're hacking up Ron Goldman.
As if the impulse control that he lost, as if we all are just constantly thinking about murdering people, but we haven't had head injuries, so we don't we still have self-control.
Okay. So I got to tell you, I kind of like this. Guy was deer hunting.
No. Yeah.
Deer rips off half of Hunter's face as he tries to shoot it.
No. I'm not a hunter.
I'm not a hunter.
Neither am I.
So I get it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of unfair when you're holding the weapon.
Yeah.
And they're just like walking around like, hey, what's good? And then they just get popped.
Yeah.
So.
But there's a lot of them.
Element that some of them might fight back. I know you're trying to trim the population,
right.
And what have you.
They end up starving to death or killing each other, and they're made out of meat, and they get diseases and shit. They're made out of meat.
I know hunters are all heart. They're just doing what
they know which ones to shoot.
It's in a little bit of danger doesn't hurt hunting.
It is. It is dangerous. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I just think, you know, let's spice up things.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of get what you're saying, but I don't like,
look,
this guy's a sportsman. He's just out there.
If I could only eat what I killed, I'd be a vegetarian tomorrow.
Yeah. Totally. I don't like if it's packaged wrong. If there's like, if you go to the Chinese market, just like the Asian grocery store, and the heads are still on shit. Yeah. Or there's frozen frogs.
Yeah, you go to the butcher. You're seeing like the big pig's head. And you're like, I don't know. I don't want that.
I'll tell you what, though. When they get that whole suckling pig on a spit in Indonesia, they do it. They turn it and they just blow like a blowtorch on it the whole time. So the skin's all crackling off and you go over there and they make you like a little taco. They hack off a little piece, get a little piece of that face, the cheek.
I remember enjoying my luau. On my
honeymoon. Oh, delicious. Delicious. Yeah. I mean, pigs are smart and everything. Delicious. Fucking made out of delicious meat, a pig.
Nothing. You want to do that email?
No, I don't. Let's just go on to non-sport. All right, I'm playing the song, okay? It's playing right now. It's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment. Ed, what's going on in the world of non-sports?
So we'll just rip the Band-Aid off with a few COVID-19 stories.
I made my feelings known on COVID-19, a.k.a. Corona.
Police warn, it isn't Mad Max after shoppers brawl over toilet paper in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
I just love that there's a fight in Australia and like they're like, well, there's only one reference that are going to get these Aussies. Right. Let's go Mad Max.
That's pretty good.
Poor Tito's Vodka was forced to tell people on social media not to use it as a hand sanitizer to protect yourself.
That's the other thing. They're out of hand sanitizer. I don't drink vodka. I mean, I've had it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't drink it.
I'll have once in a blue moon, I'll have a bloody.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing about bloodies. I like the flavor of the bloody, but somebody has to invent just the shaken bloody. Does that exist? Bartenders. That's my buddy Silk. Because I don't like when the ice melts in the tomato juice of the bloody. I like all the flavors of the bloody. You know what I get is I get a Michelada where I just get the beer with the Bloody Mary mix and they salt the rim.
There you go.
You know, you get a lime, you know,
who's
you do it all.
To that?
Yeah, but it doesn't have ice. Sometimes some places make them on ice and I go, oh, how do you do your Micheladas? Because I don't fuck with ice in that kind of drink. And the same. I like a Bloody Mary, but the ice melts and it grosses me out. What I was going to say is people swear by this Tito's vodka, American made, the dudes from, you know, the guy that's invented Tito's vodka. His name, you know what his name is, Ed?
Tito Puente?
Close. Tito Beverage.
Shut up.
I swear to God. Look it up.
The only beverage I know was part of the Teapot Dome scandal from the Warren Harding crisis. Right,
of course, that beverage. But everybody tells me, I've heard several people say this, that are vodka drinkers, that Tito's vodka doesn't get them hungover. They drink other vodkas and they've Grey Goose. They're drinking Kettle One. When I used to drink vodka, I drank Kettle One. But Tito's wasn't invented then. And there's like, if you're going to drink vodka, drink Tito's, Austin, Texas.
I've always heard good things about Tito's.
Same. But I'm a whiskey man because I'm a man. Because I got a dick and I'm a man. I drink fucking whiskey. Okay. And beer. Okay. What else?
Again, yeah. Trump was quoted as saying he didn't know people died from the flu.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It killed his grandfather.
Well, I feel like they were a close family. I feel like Trump's old man was kind of a prick, which is how you end up with a Trump.
I mean, it's just astonishing because you know when somebody doesn't read like at all, you still think there's some stuff that you get through.
Oh yeah.
Like it's some.
Yeah.
I mean, flu,
just absorb shit.
You always hear about olds dying of the flu.
Yeah. It's
you just hear it. You don't have to read it. You just,
a good flu year kills more Americans than Vietnam. Like a bad flu year, 60,000 people can die easily. And it's just not, you know, it's just so common that we don't really talk about it. But people fucking, you know, people that are in weakened states can die. The flu fucks you up. I haven't had it in a couple of years, but I had it a few years ago and I was fucking laid out.
Yeah, I think I talked about it. I had it a few years ago, and I tried to get in a bath, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
There's a reason I haven't tried to take a bath in like 25 years. Yeah. I felt like Patrick Ewing. My knees are sticking up in the air. It was terrible.
I know. That fever, it's like the only thing.
It fucks you up.
Yes.
It fucks you up.
Fucking lays you out. The body aches, the hips, the knees.
I will say I've got a cold right now.
Oh, my God. It's a COVID? Have you been tested?
No, I have a cold, but the occasional cough.
Yeah.
You get the occasional cough and people look at you like you're holding a Bowie knife.
Oh yeah.
They're like, you're like, the fuck are you doing over there? It's not good.
My stepdad was telling me he just came back from Seattle and he went to get on a flight. It's like ground zero for, you know, Washington. There's a lot of cases in Washington and people are freaked out. And he said he was getting on a flight and they threw a curveball and they're like, actually, we're going to load this flight up on the tarmac. So they made everybody get on a bus. And then they were all crammed in the bus. And he said people were coughing on the bus and people were looking at him. They were all crammed in on the bus. And then when they got to the plane, they hadn't fully cleaned the plane yet. So they all had to sit there smashed in a bus for 20 minutes. While they cleaned the plane and people were sniffling, coughing. Imagine being crammed in a bus healthy.
Isn't a great cleaning job too.
No, it's not. It's not like they're going through and like
wiping every surface.
Yeah. It's not like they're like clean room in it. Like I was watching 60 Minutes, I think, last night, and they were like, hey, they get in the suit and they like puff up the suit with like pure air, and then they go in this fucking clean room and they're like opening the bags of the samples and shit, and I'm like, these guys are getting it. They're getting the thing. They're for sure getting the thing. There's no way. It's a fucking virus. It lives on surfaces. You could never be clean enough. You're gonna get it. Okay, what else?
Well, there is good news. Because really, when we're talking about olds, it's about just the weakened immune system. So if you're, you know, a healthy adult with a good immune system, you'll be fine. And they found there's one thing that boosts your immune system. Masturbation helps you fight off infection and illness.
I heard this. We were just talking about this last week. I need to commit to really jerking it more often. I'll admit I'm gonna self-report right here. Rubbed one out just a little bit before the show today. But that was my first masturb in probably 3 weeks. Easily.
Yeah, we talked about it and I was thinking, surely I do it more frequently. I've been home alone. I've been home alone like 4 days. Since we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah. Not one session. What's going on? I know.
Lost that love and feeling.
I know. It's crazy.
And it like dawns on me when I'm not alone. I'm like, I probably should have TCB.
Why not? I mean, it feels good. It's an enjoyable thing.
I'm battling a bad timing issue with getting released otherwise. So I've got to, take care of myself.
Right. Yeah. If it's not,
if it's a bad time.
No, I get it.
Kind of nothing you can do.
I get it. I don't fuck with the time. I don't care about that. But it's, I feel like I'm saving it up and I'm like, what am I saving it for? Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
And now, you're just helping society at this point.
Yeah. Fighting I agree.
An Indiana Olive Garden customer demanded a non-black server, and the manager who complied has been fired. Now,
Indiana, low-key the most racist state, my understanding.
It's along with Idaho. It's probably pretty high, but I gotta think South Carolina. is number one.
Alabama?
But, yeah.
Kentucky?
But those states, they, well, I don't know about Kentucky. Alabama has a huge black population. Right. So you have to think it works on some level with some, you know, it's not just like hate.
Evens out.
There's probably some goodness, but South Carolina, like they loved being slave owners. They loved seceding from the Union. Yeah. South Carolina may be the worst.
They love that flag.
They really love that flag. Well, after it was established, this is no good, this flag.
The flag was a symbol of trying to overthrow the United States of America.
They wouldn't let it go. They wouldn't let it go, even when they knew how hurtful it was. They just wouldn't let it go. But I will say, does the person who went to Olive Garden, so they just don't want to interact with a black person or a person of color, but did they know how restaurants work? That like the server isn't the one who's preparing your meals? Because I've worked in several restaurants.
Yeah.
I have rarely worked with a ton of white people behind the scenes.
Yeah, Behind the scenes, you're
not getting a huge percentage of white people. No. So what are you afraid of?
Right. That's exactly right. And also like what, I don't even know. I cannot get into the rationale of somebody that's like concerned about the race of who fucking puts a plate in front of them or brings them a Diet Coke. Like, get the fuck out of here. Go fuck yourself.
Well, let's bring it back to Alabama. Some Alabama lawmakers are considering allowing yoga in schools after previous rules were put in place to block the non-Christian activity that involves the quote, the induction of hypnotic states, guided imagery, and meditation.
All things but that are good for you.
But there was a caveat. They will only allow yoga if the word namaste is never used.
Oh, because it's like, that's not Christian. Namaste. That ain't Christian. We only use Christian words in this school.
Oh my God. Has anybody like, you know, just do a deep dive on Christianity and you'll find out like it's not so great. Like there's everybody in the world has fuck whatever.
Why's little Billy Steve coming home with these books here? You got these books. We only have one book in our house. King James Bible.
Yeah. Every religion has like, The basics of it are like to be good and everything and being kind to your neighbor.
Yeah.
And then it's people just people find the one paragraph that like can justify them being a complete dickbag and they twist it at it's fucking exhausting knowing these people exist. Namaste is gonna make the world collapse on itself. Now, this was just a headline. This is the full headline, and I just think it's an amazing headline. One of Britain's first gay dads is expecting triplets with his daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Hold on.
Scientifically, I just didn't know this was.
Hold on.
One of Britain's first gay dads is expecting triplets with his daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, it's a fantastic headline. I love everything about it.
It's a great headline. But they have a surrogate. They have a surrogate.
Right.
But it's just funny. They're like, hey, whoa. Hey, I was a gay dad. Now all of a sudden, my daughter's ex-boyfriend's knocked up.
I'm having trouble with the word first.
I guess he was like an open. Yeah, I mean,
There was no gay dads.
He was the first out.
Because
if you've looked at pictures of Victorian England, there were plenty of that.
Very foppish.
I refuse to believe that Oscar Wilde was the only out guy for like a few thousand years.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Well, good for them. I mean, it's kind of a weird
coupling. The daughter's ex-boyfriend, man, that's a dick move.
Yeah,
it's one thing if your daughter's relationship fizzles, but I don't know if you needed turn him out.
But you know, like, that, and you know how they're all, but they're like, oh, you end up dating your dad or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not only are you dating your dad, the guy you're dating is now fucking your dad.
But how about, like, you know, maybe his daughter's in school or something. They're like, oh, I had the worst week. I got a D on that history paper. She's like, oh, you had a bad week. My dad turned out my boyfriend.
That's pretty good.
Man convicted on hate charges linked to Nazi Simpsons fanfic.
Whoa, what?
Seems like a weird Nazi kind of.
Okay, are we talking Burns?
Well, he makes the most sense, but maybe if you're going to obscure Rainier Wolfcastle, who was like the Schwarzenegger of that show.
Yep. Yeah.
Him or Mo. Mo seems like he could be angry enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Definitely.
But, hey, you know, Homer, he lacks the discipline to get into anything like that.
No. Homer's a
big... He didn't even last in the stonemasons for, like, the masons for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, he's a man of simple pleasures. You know, he doesn't have time for hate.
I just liked it. The headline's not so great, but rapper DaBaby booed off stage after punching a woman at his Tampa show. Now, this guy DaBaby, I like one of his songs. I don't really know a lot about him. He was on SNL.
He was. Okay.
Yeah, and I usually fast forward the music acts. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah. David Byrne was on there a couple of weeks ago, though. That guy's fucking still doing it. He's amazing.
He's the best.
Yeah.
But he said it like he was like, oh, I thought it was a guy. But,
well,
you know, the one thing
works
is
for me.
He hit a woman, I think, because she got like her flashlight and she was recording like up in his face. And I think he, you know, gave her the business.
Well,
I don't punch people.
No,
I kind of like the threat of being punched for bad behavior is out there for people.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to deliver the blow, but you know what? Don't be a dick to somebody on stage. And like this guy, I think, has gotten into trouble in the last month. Like he's probably not a great dude.
Sure.
But I don't know if you're just supposed to come down on a guy.
It's like when those hippies run on the field and a linebacker lights them up.
That's right.
You're fair
Steve
game.
Steve Atwater is allowed to lay him out.
Yeah, you're fair game, buddy. Just you stay in your designated area. We don't know what you're capable of. We don't know if you got COVID-19 on your fucking hands. We don't know.
And get out of people's personal space. Like you came to hear him perform. Get away.
It is weird. It's a weird thing that people have with celebrity. They're like, oh, I heard of you. You're required to talk to me and take a fucking picture. It's odd.
In the delightful song Toes, he says, my heart's so cold, I think I'm done with ice. So he was saying he's cold-hearted. He's going to punch you in the face.
And yet, calls himself DaBaby.
Yeah, it's a lame name. It's We've talked about this about a lot of rap guys that you have. Sure, there's a good 60 that you can't use because they've been used up.
Right.
Like you can't be Flavor Flav anymore. You can't be whatever.
Lil. Nas, enough with the Lils. Yeah.
But actually, Nas was taken, and then Lil Nas X, which he's not exactly a rapper, but, you know.
Yeah, whatever. That's a little weird, though.
But it is weird, but, you know, you can't be Boozy. We were talking about him. But there's still a shitload of made-up things you can choose, and you chose DaBaby? Lame.
No, it's stupid. I like when dudes just fucking go with their government or just, like, a variation of their government, like Craig Mack, RIP.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Mike Scott. You know, there's dudes that just do their name.
Tupac.
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good name, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, his given name, like, kind of had a good ring to
it. Right. Totally.
I love these kind of stories. And it has nothing to do with him being Fox News. Like, anybody. I love this.
Same.
So Fox News anchor Britt Hume posted a screenshot, I think about like maybe it was Super Tuesday. And one of the tabs open in the background was Sexy Vixen Vinyl.
So I'm cool with the first two words. The third word.
Vinyl. Is so that are they like, fucking records or are they like wearing?
Is there a link in the story? I'm just going to fucking go out on a limb and I'm going to Google those three words. Sexy Vixen Vinyl. Because there's a BDSM aspect to that, right? Vinyl, that's like latex.
Yeah, that I feel like that's like a whips and it dominatrix shit.
Right. Brit Hume tweets, it's all about the story though, but I want to see like the maybe images.
Whoa, I just saw this headline pop up. This is not on our list. Just the words in this. Charlie Sheen slams Corey Feldman's claim that he raped Corey Haim. Whoa.
Wow. Wow. Well,
on the set of Lucas,
that's
I presume.
Too nuts.
Right?
That's too nuts, people. That's too nuts. So it wasn't porn that Brit Hume was looking at. It was like a website to buy like the outfit. Sexy Vixen Vinyl set. And it's like a vinyl bra and panties and gloves.
Oh, Brit Hume, you dirty
that's
boy.
That's a little. Because who's buying that
so
for?
It's so funny because you know his coworkers have all like laughed about it, and then he's got to pretend everything's cool.
Yeah, that is
like maybe hopefully he's got somebody breaking his balls in the office, but usually the scenario is you just look kind of like you can't. You just sit next to the person and think, man, they're really into Sexy Vixen Vinyl.
Yeah, that's a tough, tough way to go. You can't. You can never forget that about the person. Also, Brit Hume. 76.
What?
Still getting after it.
Yeah.
I mean, my man.
Dude.
Doing vinyl dude. Shit.
He's gotta get some stuff out after a tough day at the office.
I get it.
Unfortunately, real sad news. The world record for the largest Smurf gathering has just been broken in France, despite coronavirus fears.
Wait, hold on. This is confusing to me because
Smurfs, I think, are Belgian.
Wait, but Smurfs aren't real.
Well, people like got all blue and like got themselves so all
just a bunch of assholes got together. So like anything.
This is like furries. They're dressed as Smurfs.
So anything at the Rose Bowl could be the fucking largest gathering of anything if I say they're that.
Yeah. I mean, there's still one gathering that we've been courting for a while.
They canceled it because of COVID.
It hurts.
They canceled Coachella.
Just means gathering 2021 is going to be ridiculous.
I wonder if this is, it's going to be like a double. I wonder if this is affecting drug prices. So, you know how like, or maybe like just the way people do their cocaine and stuff. Cause it's like, you can't like share if you're worried about, COVID, everybody can't use the same dollar bill to do their bumps. I'm thinking Coachella's canceled. What are they going to do with all the fucking drugs that people were going to bring to Coachella?
Keep in mind, those police officers, I think in Florida, talked about how the meth has COVID.
Right so in it. That's a good point. That's a good point. Well,
they warned you.
Meth addict, I would think, is immune to COVID.
Yes.
It's like, right. It's like contagion.
You're on another level.
Right. It's like contagion. Hey, Matt Damon is married to Paltrow, who fucking gets it and croaks right away. And
I could use a movie with her dying in the first 10 minutes.
It's great. And her kid dies right away. And Matt Damon's fine. Nothing happens to him because he's immune.
He's also not the Coldplay guy. He was not her true love at the time.
That's
he was
true.
Out of. Yeah, she was. She was at the height of her Coldplay relationship. Yeah. And then she died in a movie. And I didn't realize I would enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
I remember enjoying watching her die.
She's the worst.
Speaking of the worst, I've got two of the worst people. Donald Trump Jr. challenges Hunter Biden to a debate on who has grifted more.
Well,
it's weird because it makes me think Donald Trump doesn't realize who Jr. realize who he is.
Sure.
But of course, they're both grifters.
Totally.
I mean, yeah. Yes. All the illegality issue, maybe, it wasn't. But Hunter Biden is absolutely a grifter.
Right. It's not illegal for your dad to be the vice president. Right. And, you just happen to be on the fucking board of Amtrak. And, there's no direct link there.
So both these guys are blivets. They're terrible. Makes me think if you're challenging him, he might think he's accomplished something on his own.
If my dad were a senator and then he was also the vice president and he was like, he was like a known guy in government all this time, I would be doing exactly what Hunter Biden's doing. I'd be impregnating strippers. I'd be fucking sitting on boards, flying private. I mean, he seems like he's got a pretty good life.
Banging his
sister-in-law. You hung out with Hunter Biden?
No, I hung out with a senator's son, dude from Kansas. His son was like, they lived in the Beltway. I think I like played golf with him a couple times. Yeah. And he seemed to be enjoying life.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
Yeah, I saw him get a little too out of control at a bar one time.
Oh.
And seemingly drift off with somebody he shouldn't have drifted off with.
Oh, interesting. But, yeah, it happens.
But it seemed like he was having a ball.
Yeah, it's not bad. Nothing wrong with access and exploiting that access. That's it. We're done. Yeah, which is good because I got to go watch The fucking Bachelor, and it's been a real slog to get through this Bachelor season, but
it's not a good season.
I don't know. There's never a good season. other than season 3 or 4 when they skewed a little older with my man Byron Velvick, the bass fisherman.
I have a good feeling about next week's pod. We've got an NCAA tournament related thing that'll be good.
We'll try to get a guest for that. We'll do something. If the NCAA tournament is played to empty arenas, you can come here and listen to the show. We'll still be here. We will be talking about what's happening adjacent to the NCAA tournament on the show. So that's it for Ed Daily. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 309 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. If you're listening to this on the day that it drops, 311 day, wish my man Ed Daly a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ed. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fantasy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all of us.